Welcome to Whiskey Cask, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 161 for September 6th, 2008. Coming up in a few minutes.
There's the arts, there's great museums, there's the Churchill Downs and those museums. You got the Louisville Slugger Baseball Bat, the Muhammad Ali Center. It'd be tough to squeeze it all in, plus the distillery tours.
That's Knob Creek whiskey professor Bernie Lovers, but this week he's singing the praises of his hometown, Louisville, Kentucky. We're just a week or so away from golf's Ryder Cup at Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville, and of more importance to whiskey lovers, the Kentucky Bourbon Festival just down the road in Bardstown. That's probably not the best week to try and visit, but Bernie has some hints on how to make the most of when you do. That's coming up later, but first, let's look at the news. First, let's start with an update from the last episode. At that point, Hurricane Gustav was bearing down on New Orleans, and the city was being evacuated, including the folks who run the newly reopened Museum of the American Cocktail. The storm didn't do as much damage as feared in downtown New Orleans, and I talked briefly with the museum's Dale DeGroff this weekend. He says the museum suffered no damage from Gustav, and everyone on the staff made it through the hurricane just fine. Scotland's government is due to introduce new legislation this coming week aimed at fighting alcohol abuse. The proposals include limits on retailers, including separate alcohol-only checkouts, and banning sales to those under 21. Ironically, this comes just as a group of U.S. university presidents are arguing for lowering the drinking age in the U.S. from 21 to 18. The group, known as the Amethyst Initiative, argues that limiting alcohol sales to those over 21 doesn't do anything to stop young people from drinking, but just makes it harder to keep them under control. It's not unusual for spirits companies to team up when it's in the best interests of both companies, and that's the case this week. William Grant & Sons and Pernod Ricard have worked out a deal that will see production of Weiser's Canadian whiskey moved to the Hiram Walker Distillery in Windsor, Ontario. Grant owns Weiser's and Pernod Ricard owns the Hiram Walker Distillery. Ontario is kicking in provincial funds to help pay for staff training and new bottling equipment at the distillery. Grant's had been producing Weiser's at the Chenly Distillery in Valleyfield, Quebec, but that plant was recently sold to Diageo, and Grant's had been considering moving production of Weiser's to Alberta until provincial officials came in with the grant. By the way, the Hiram Walker Distillery is also the birthplace of Canadian Club Whiskey, which is marking its 150th anniversary this month. More on that in the next episode of Whiskey Cast. Time now for the calendar of events brought to you by Laphroaig. Don't forget special coverage of La Maison du Whisky's Whiskey Live Paris coming up the weekend of September 20th and 21st. Last time around, I mentioned a few of the major events coming up over the next couple of months. Now let's look ahead to early 2009 and some of the dates that have been announced so far so you can start making your vacation plans. The Victoria Whiskey Festival will be January 23rd through the 25th in Victoria, British Columbia. February is shaping up to be a busy month with the Linköping's Whiskey Expo in Sweden, Interwhiskey Munich in Germany, Whiskey Live Tokyo, and the just-announced Dramfest 09 in Christchurch, New Zealand. Whiskey Live London is March 6th and 7th, followed by Whiskey Live Belgium in Verviers, March 13th through the 15th, and the Whiskies of the World Expo in San Francisco, March 28th. Whiskey Live New York is March 31st, and Malt Advocates Whiskey Fest Chicago is April 1st. The expanded Spirit of Speyside Festival runs from May 1st through the 10th, and the Spirit of Toronto Festival is May 8th. You'll find a complete calendar of events at the WhiskeyCast website, and it's brought to you by Laphroaig Quarter Cask. Become a friend of Laphroaig and claim your own square foot of Isla at Laphroaig.com. Whiskey and golf have gone together for centuries, but next week in Kentucky, they'll collide head-on like you won't believe. The week has been circled on the calendar at Kentucky's distilleries for a couple of years now. Vacations canceled, overtime scheduled at the visitor's centers, and no one's complaining a bit. The third week of September is usually Bourbon Festival Week in Bardstown, but this year, there's something more. Golf lovers are taking over Louisville for the Ryder Cup at Valhalla Golf Club, and earlier this year, Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson told me that'll put his city on the world stage.
You can't buy the kind of international publicity and advertising and branding that we have an opportunity to receive as a result of so many people all over the world watching Louisville, Kentucky for those days during the Ryder Cup. You know, it brings a lot of money into the community, hundreds of millions of dollars, which is great, but the recognition of a city like ours, an international city, a city that appreciates the world around us and engages and makes people from the world around us feel at home when they come to visit us, is priceless.
And that's something that will pay benefits long term in terms of economic development, population growth?
Well, we certainly think so. You know, it certainly gives people abroad, as we talk to them about as they're opening facilities in America, a comfort level that Louisville truly is an international city and can engage their folks, make them feel at home, as well as provide the kind of productive, skilled workforce that they need for the success that they hope they will receive.
Louisville native Bernie Lubbers is preparing for a party, and Bernie is sort of an expert on that. He's a former stand-up comic and is now one of Knob Creek Bourbon's whiskey professors.
Kind of want to be both places at once. If I could clone myself, this is the weekend to do it.
It's going to be a big week, that entire week, just for that entire whole 50-mile area between Bardstown and Louisville, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, the hotel rooms have been sold out in Louisville and the surrounding area for almost a year now, and anybody else who wants to come to it has to get rooms in Lexington. I mean, there's no rooms. There's no room at the inn.
Now, for people who are coming outside of Ryder Cup Week, outside of Bourbon Festival Week, there's a lot to do in Louisville besides visit the distilleries, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Louisville is very metropolitan. The last call is at 3:30 a.m., so the bars close down at 4 o'clock in the morning. We got a great local area called Baxter Avenue and the Highlands Avenue. If our tourist area is called 4th Street Live, there's great, unbelievable live music. I wouldn't just say great live, unbelievable live music. There's the arts, there's great museums, there's the Churchill Downs and those museums. You got the Louisville Slugger baseball bat, the Muhammad Ali Center. It'd be tough to squeeze it all in, plus the distillery tours.
Now, for the bourbon lovers, let's talk about where to go drink bourbon. First of all, I know my favorite place is the old Sealback Bar.
Sure. Well, Sealback Bar has been written about in many cocktail magazines, as you know. It is a must-see. It's right there on 4th, and it is right there at Muhammad Ali. It's a quintessential bar. I think when I was in there a couple weeks ago, they touted 85 different bourbons.
Plus a few that they have themselves that are sort of their own little exclusives, in addition to having pretty much everything that anybody would ever want to get their hands on.
Oh, sure. I mean, they have all that. I mean, and it is great. And we have a new place that I'm sure you're familiar with, opened up just a couple years ago, called Bourbon's Bistro.
Right.
The name says it all. They tout over 100 bourbons. There are, the great bars off the top of my head. The ones that I know have over 50, because it's something that the Visitors Convention Bureau put together called the Urban Bourbon Trail. You know, the distillery tour is called the Bourbon Trail. This is the Urban Bourbon Trail. And that's the Brown Hotel, the Sealback Bar. You've got Proof on Main, the Blue at the Marriott. You've got the Maker's Mark Bourbon House and Lounge on 4th Street Live, Park Place, and the Golf House, Jockey Silks. There should be 8 accounts there in Bourbon's Bistro that have at least 50 bourbons on their back bar.
And Bourbon's is a little farther away, though, from the rest of the downtown crowd, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, far away if you live in Louisville. If you don't live in Louisville, it's like 3 miles away. I mean, it's a short cab ride. It's real simple to get to, too.
And there's plenty of nightlife, good bands, other plenty of stuff to see and do, right?
Oh, my gosh. You can walk from any of those accounts to 10 other accounts. And then my favorite thing is, as I call it, the dive bar tour. You've got, if you want to see where you don't have to spend $10 and $15 for a cocktail, you've got the quintessential, like the back door. You've got Cahoots. You've got O'Shea's. You've got Flanagan's. You've got Molly Malone's. That's all within walking distance of each other right there in the Highlands. Those are all great little bars. Some of them are little dive bars. You know, don't be scared. It's that's Louisville. That's where the people who work at the Proofs on Main and the Sealback, that's where they go, and that's where they have a cocktail. All have great bourbon lists.
What else can you recommend for people who are going to Louisville for the first time?
Oh, for the first time. We're putting together something called a mancation. And it's if the guys are just coming in, checking out bourbon and all that kind of stuff. Just not too far from our distillery, also called the Knob Creek, not for the bourbon, Knob Creek Gun Range. You can rent a gun. You know, buy some bullets, shoot off in a safe target area environment, and you know that's kind of really cool. I mean that's really neat. When Churchill Downs is in season, you've got some of the best horse racing in the country. I mean Churchill Downs, one of those twin spires, one of the biggest icons ever. That people see those twin spires, they know what's going on there. Like I said, you got the Muhammad Ali Center. You've got the Louisville Slugger baseball bat. Museum. Then you've got Speed Museum. You've got the Science Museum. It's just a lot of stuff going on in Louisville.
And I guess we ought to clear up the debate once and for all about the correct pronunciation of Louisville, right? Because I know there is a debate over how it's pronounced, right?
There's a T-shirt that the Visitors Convention Bureau puts against it. Says, you know, Louisville, 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 Louisville. It's about seven different pronunciations. I grew up in Louisville, and we call it Louisville. That's just what I do. But different parts of town call it different things. So it's either Louisville or Louisville. So you're either in one camp or on the other camp. So I'm in the Louisville camp just because that's how I learned to say it. And it's not, you got to pronounce it like you got a mouthful of marbles, Louisville.
And how far are the distilleries away from Louisville?
If you stay in Louisville, which I'd recommend, unless you want to, spend a night or so in Bardstown at the Talbert Tavern, which is just an old, old, cool place. But there's more to do in the Louisville area. If you stay in Louisville, four are about 30 miles to the east and four are about 30 miles to the south and the west. So they're pretty centrally located. So as San Francisco is to Napa Valley, Louisville is to the Bourbon Trail.
And it should be pointed out there are actually a couple in Louisville proper, but they don't offer tours as a rule.
Correct. You've got the Old Forester Distillery, and then you've got the Bernheim Distillery, which makes Heaven Hill, because theirs burnt down on site 12, 13 years ago. But they don't give tours.
But they actually have the visitor center down in Bardstown at the Heaven Hill site.
Correct. And they really raised the bar. They put a beautiful visitor center in and kind of raised the bar for all of us. And we all saw it coming too. But they had to. They were, by necessity, they had to do something because they had six rack houses in a distillery. So they had to put something down there. And that kind of sparked it in all of us to go, wow, they're right. We got 500,000 people each year coming to visit all these distilleries. Why not doll them up? And, because when Colonel Beam and all these people bought these distilleries and started making bourbon, Colonel Beam didn't know people were going to come visit. I mean, this is a place where he just made some whiskey, and he had no clue that we were going to do it. And we're a pretty big operation, so for us to do, we're undergoing a very large renovation to make it handicap accessible, to see where, because we're very spread out, where we can take people comfortably and all that stuff. And Maker's Mark just finished an unbelievable renovation for their visitor center. Heaven Hill's incredible. Buffalo Trace, everybody does a great job. Just like everybody makes good whiskey and good bourbon, everybody does a great job in the Bourbon Trail.
The Bourbon Trail is about to get a bit longer. The Tom Moore Distillery in Bardstown will start offering tours in October for the first time, but a visitor's center won't open until 2010. The distillery produces 1792 Ridgemont Reserve Bourbon. And looking ahead to 2010, that's also when the horse lovers will be heading to Kentucky for the World Equestrian Games in Lexington. Alltech is the corporate sponsor of the event, and the company's owner also happens to be a bit of a whiskey lover. Pierce Lyons is an Irish expat who worked for Irish distillers when he was younger. He also owns the Lexington Brewing and Distilling Company, and this week he distilled a batch of what will become the first malt whiskey ever produced in Kentucky. It'll go on sale the day the equestrian games begin at the Kentucky Horse Park. And finally, this gives me a chance to answer a question I received recently from a longtime listener. Dean wanted to know if there was some place that one could get a degree in distilling science, similar to the degree programs in winemaking that several California universities offer. There aren't any in the U.S. as far as I know, but the University of Louisville's chemical engineering program does offer internships and co-op programs at several of the area's bourbon distilleries. That's all for this episode of WhiskeyCast. You'll find links, the calendar of events, whiskey ratings, the WhiskeyCast store, and a complete archive of past episodes at the WhiskeyCast website. The address is www.whiskeycast.com, and my email address for questions and suggestions is comments@whiskeycast.com. I'd love to hear from you. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2008. And comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.